We're joined now by Festus High School senior Lily Uding, a cross country runner, made it onto the dream team. And Lily, just how's it feel to be a dream teamer?
It's really neat. It's a cool opportunity, so I'm excited.
That's very cool. Very cool. How does it feel to know that all the area coaches, you know, even if they didn't get a chance to see you run, heard about you, and just kind of thought that you were one of the best runners in the area?
Yeah, that's really cool. It's always been a goal of mine, but I didn't really know it was in my shot. So when I heard I made it, I was really excited. That was neat.
Yeah. Does it feel especially better since it's your senior season, knowing that it was kind of the last time you got to run at the high school level?
Oh, yeah, that was a good feeling. I had a pretty good race at state, so I was excited at the end of the season, and then hearing that news just added to it, so it was cool.
Yeah, and you're certainly no stranger to honors and things of that nature. You guys won state a couple of years ago. You've been all-conference and all-district, so just where do you kind of rank all of the honors that you've gotten in terms of being a member of the Dream Team, winning state, and then all the conference and everything, just all the things you've accomplished?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I just mean, like, you know, of all the accomplishments that you've achieved and everything, is there one that kind of sticks out to you as a memory? Like, is it being a part of that state championship team? Is it a certain race that you had or anything of that nature?
Oh, yeah. My sophomore year, that was definitely a big achievement for me and our team. That was really cool to be on a state champ team. We knew we had a shot, but we knew it'd be a lot of work. And so it was really cool to be on the state champ team and also be an all-stater as a sophomore. That was neat and kind of just pushed me and kind of got me realizing what I could accomplish. So that was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lily, you know, a lot of people may not understand how much training really does go into cross-country running and how much work it takes. So just kind of take us through what kind of your training strategies were and things of that nature.
Well, my freshman year, I just kind of came along and did what coach said because, you know, you don't really know what you're doing when you first get into it. But my sophomore year, I really started to get into it and started training with some of the older girls. So that really helped me out my sophomore year. And then just after state sophomore year and winning and running with those girls, it really helped me see what I could do. So I put in a lot more work, and we do a lot of training in the summer and the winter and the off seasons. And that makes a huge difference. So just working with my team and with the coaches, it really helps me to do all that, so that's cool.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the older girls when you were younger. Were there any in particular that kind of took you under your wing?
Yeah, my freshman year, Caitlin Ebble, she really helped me along, and she ran at state her senior year, and they got second to St. Jen, so that was a really good team, too, that year that I was on. Carolyn White and Katie Holmes kind of took me under my sophomore year. They really pushed me throughout the summer, and they were probably my training partners that really made the big difference. So,
yeah, and Lily, what do you got planned after high school?
I would like to run in college for sure. I'm not 100% where I'm going, but I've got a couple ideas. I would like to go down to Harding and run for them. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, very cool. Have you put any thoughts into what you might want to study once you get to college?
Yeah, for now I want to be an elementary teacher, so that's what I'm going for now, and you never know. Things could change, but that's what I can go.
Yeah, yeah. Any thoughts of maybe becoming a cross-country coach yourself down the line as part of a teaching?
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. I've always kind of wanted to be a coach, but this year we got a new women's assistant coach, Laura Dacomot, and she's an amazing coach. We've had a couple girl coaches in the past, but she really clicked with us, and she's an elementary teacher too. So I thought, hey, if I'm an elementary teacher, I could also coach down the line. So that's kind of a goal too. That's a plan.
Yeah. Very cool. Have you had a chance to chat a little bit and get some advice?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Lily.
Great coaches too. So they're a good example.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of anybody else you'd like to thank along the way that kind of helped you get to this point?
Yeah, just all my past teammates that really pushed me, and my current teammates this year. We had a really close girls team, and then all of our coaches along the way. So my parents, and, you know, I got a good support system, so it's really neat.
That's very, very cool to hear. Any final thoughts for you?
I don't know. If you have a goal in mind, I'd just say work for it and push towards your goal, and you can accomplish some amazing things. So That's cool.
Hey, right on. That's a pretty handy final thought. Some good piece of advice for all those young athletes out there. Hey, Lily, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.